And so let this temple this morning be filled with His glory.
早晨，愿我们的身体，神的圣殿，能够充满祂的荣耀。
Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled with His praise. Let us worship the Lord in the holy of holies. Zion, rejoice in Israel. Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the poor be filled with His praise. Let us worship the Lord in the holy of holies. Let us sing, let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled with His praise. Let us worship the Lord in the holy of holies. Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round. Thank you this morning, Lord.
Oh, 主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Because your presence has come.
因为你的同在就在这。
This is the glad tidings that we take, Lord.
这是何等大喜的信息，已经赐给我们。
That you are with us.
知道你与我们同在。
So come and fill this place with your glory this morning.
主啊，早晨将你的荣耀充满这地。
As we continue to worship and seeking you,
让我们继续敬拜寻求你的面。
Open our ears, open our hearts, open our minds, open every cell, every bit of our being, Lord.
开通我们的眼，我们的耳，我们的心思，打开所有的囚房。
That we may come and receive you fully this morning.
好叫我们能够完全得到你。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷。
Amen. Please have a seat.
请坐。
We now give this time to Brother Ernie.
我把下面的时间交给 Ernie 弟兄。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早。
I don't know who was responsible for moving these chandeliers last night.
我不知道昨天晚上地震的时候是谁负责管理这些吊灯的。
Please don't do it again.
但哦，昨天晚上是谁管理吊灯的？今天叫他不要再摇了啊。
Okay, let's pray.Dear Lord, we do thank you this morning that you have come.
主，我们感谢你，因为你在这里。
Through the person and power of the Holy Spirit, you have come to live in us and live out your life through us.
借着圣灵，你已经住在我们的里面，并且借着我们活出你的生命。
Lord, we pray that we might know you in all of your fullness and in all of your glory.
主，我们祷告，我们能够完全认识你的荣耀。
Come to every one of us today.
主来到我们每一个人里面。
And change us, we pray, more into your likeness, into your image.
将我们改变向你荣耀的形象。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. 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 We just sang the Comforter has come. But where is it that he comes?
但是他来到哪里呢?
Does he come into the atmosphere?
他来到空气天里吗?
Is that good enough for you? Is that where you want him to be?
对我们来说这样够好了吗?
I think the idea is that the Comforter has come to indwell us.
我想我们都认为
He hasn't just come to this earth or to this world, but he's come to live in you. He wants to fill your body with himself. We read that these bodies are for the Lord. He wants to live inside of you. Twice in Corinthians, one in 1 Corinthians, again in 2 Corinthians, Paul says, Don't you know? That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
两次保罗提到, 在哥林多前书与后书, 岂不知道你们的身体是圣灵的殿吗?
You're not your own anymore.
所以你不再属于你自己。
He purchased and bought you with his own precious blood.
因为他用自己的保险已经把你买赎回来。
And he bought you that he might fill you and live out his life in you.
他将你买回来, 为了将你充满, 好叫他的生命从你活出来。
So the question this morning is, how's it going?
所以今天早上我的问题说,
I mean, have you been paid for and bought?
你是被主用血买回来的。
You belong to Jesus.
你现在属于主的。
Probably most of us here can say, yes, I belong to him. He bought me with his precious blood.
我相信在座的都承认, 是的, 他用宝血将我买回来。
Now, the other part of the question going, are we filled with his glory?
那另外一个问题就是说, 你是被他的荣耀充满了吗?
Has he been able to really realize the potential that he wants to realize in you? He wants to live out his life in you. If you would open your Bibles with me to the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. This is a prayer that Jesus prayed right before he was to go to the cross. It is a tremendous prayer. Every part of it. At the beginning, he prays for himself. Jesus does. And then he prays for the disciples that were there with him. And then at the end of the chapter, he prays for those who would believe on him through the message and the word that the disciples would disseminate. I take that to mean he's praying for me and for you. If it wasn't for Peter, James, and John, and Paul, and Timothy, and others, and then the next generation, and on, we wouldn't have heard the message of the gospel. But from generation to generation, God has raised up a group of people to proclaim the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. And people have been finding him all over the world ever since the days of the gospel of Jesus Christ was first issued.
自从耶稣福音开始之后, 一个世代又一个世代, 神到处兴起人, 传扬耶稣基督真理的福音,
and this,
说许多人因此得救。
This prayer in John 17 is for you and for me, and it begins the part for us in verse 20.
所以17章是为着你, 为着我, 我们的部分呢, 应该说是从20节开始。
I'm going to read from verse 20 to the end of the chapter, the end of the prayer.
所以我从20节读到这一章的末了。
Jesus says, My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who would believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those who you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known, in order that they love the love that you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them.
20节, 我不但为这些人祈求, 也为那些因为他们的话信我的人祈求, 使他们都合而为一, 正如你父在我里面, 我在你里面, 使他们也在我们里面, 叫世人可以信你差了我来, 你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我们在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见。 你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你。这些人也知道你差了我来，我已经将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
Now, there are several wonderful petitions that the Lord is asking his Father. This concerns you and me.
在这里为着我们，耶稣向着父神有许多的代求。
And you notice that it's all tied to that the world may know.
你知道，你们发现就是他的目的说，所以世界人知道，世人可以知道。Father,
you're in me, and I'm in you, and that we are all in one another, and I'm in them, that the world may know.
父啊，你在我里面，我在你里面，我们也在他们里面，所以世人能够知道。
It's not so that we can feel good. Or admire Christ in one and another. The purpose of Him living in us and uniting us is so that He can be seen in us and through us. The Church of Jesus Christ is not to be a hidden church. And your life lived for Jesus is not to be a hidden life. We are the light of the world. We are those cities that are set on a hill that cannot be hid. Jesus says there in Matthew that nobody lights a candle and puts it under the bed. Nobody lights a candle and puts a bushel over it. But you put it on a lampstand so that it can give light to all that are around. And when Jesus was here in the physical flesh, he said more than once, I am the light of the world. Another place he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So I want people to see in me my Father. And as they see my Father in me, I want them to be drawn to Him as I shine the glory of my Father. Can you imagine the day where Jesus was sitting with His disciples? And He starts talking to them, and this time He says, You are the light of the world. I don't know if there was a theologian in the group, but the theologian should have at that time said, no, you made a mistake.
That's not the way.
It's not the way you taught us. You said, Jesus, that you are the light of the world. We're nothing. We're no lights. We're nobodies. You're the light of the world. Don't ever forget it, Jesus. You are the light of the world. Jesus didn't make a mistake. He was going to go back to his Father. But when he went back to his Father, he said to his disciples, I'm going to send the Comforter. For a little while, you're not going to see me anymore, but in a little while, you're going to see me again. He wasn't there talking about his second coming, he was talking about the coming of the Comforter. We know that he went up into heaven. And after he had ascended a number of days later, not many, the disciples were gathered together there at Pentecost in Jerusalem. And the Comforter came to them. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. And they were commissioned to spread the tidings round wherever man is found. That in the abject darkness of humanity, Jesus Christ had come to shine a light. And wake up those dormant souls. And so Peter on the day of Pentecost preached. And he didn't preach that Jesus is the light of the world. Under the anointing of the Spirit of God, he proclaimed that Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. And everyone who repents and is baptized can receive the same gift of the Holy Spirit that he has now poured out upon these disciples. In his sermon on the day of Pentecost, he quoted from the prophet Joel.
在那里他, 引用约尔书,
Joel said,
他说约尔怎么说?
That in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Your old men are going to dream dreams and see visions. Young men will see visions. And on my handmaidens I'll pour out my spirit. And then as Peter preached on that day of Pentecost, he looked at the thousands that were gathered and he said, this promise is to you.
在当场彼得看到这么多人听他传福音，他说这个应许是给你们的。
But not only for you, it's for your children.
你们还是给你们的儿女的。
But it's not only for you and your children, it's to as many as the Lord our God shall call.
不仅是给你们，你们的儿女，还有给所有神所招来的人。
If you are one of those who the Lord your God has called, then you are a candidate and you are included in that promise.
你若是神所招来的，那你就是在这个应许之内。
He wants to fill you with himself, with Jesus.
他要将你，他要将耶稣充满在你的里面。
With his spirit.
他要将他的灵充满在你的里面。
Why? Why does he want to fill me with his spirit?
为什么神要把他的灵充满在我们里面？
Because I can't do it in my own strength. I can't live the life in my own effort.
因为我自己没有力量活出我应该活出的样式。
I need help.
我需要帮助。
I thank God for his word that tells me.
我感谢主，主的话教导我。
But I need the power to live his word.
但是我还需要能力把他的话实行出来。
Here's what I'm supposed to do. Here's what I'm supposed to look like. But how do I do that without the Holy Spirit?
圣经告诉我我应该怎么样生活，但是没有圣灵我怎么活呢？
Jesus has sent the Holy Ghost to live out his life in us. Yesterday in the afternoon, we talked about loving one another. Try it sometime.
试试看,
try it apart from the Holy Spirit.
试着没有圣灵的帮助去爱别人。
Try to put your best foot forward and love people that are all around you in the body of Christ.
尽你的全力来行善，爱你四周的人。
Try to love your enemy.
试试看爱你的仇敌,
try to love your neighbor as yourself.
爱你的邻居，如果爱自己,
you know how far you'll get?
你知道你能够爱到什么程度吗?
Not very far.
大概不会太多的,
you can't.
因为你办不到,
without him, you can do nothing.
没有神,
see, we get a wrong idea sometimes. I can do everything. I can do all things. Through Christ, you can do all things.
我们说了一个错觉说, 哦, 我什么都能做, 靠着那加给我力量的,
apart from Christ, you can't do it.
离开了基督,
but he sent the Comforter.
So that you might be
witnesses for him. In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Santa Clarita, in Los Angeles, in New York.
犹太全地,
in the uttermost parts of the world.
到世界的末了,
take the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to people that don't know. And love them.
爱他们,
and shine the light of Christ before them. And let him give you the strength that you need to overcome the world and the flesh and the devil. You can walk with him in white today. You can live a life that pleases Jesus today. So how? How can I do that?
你会说, 哦,
be filled with the Spirit. And you'll not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Oh, we have so much. I have so much to yet learn. And the prayer that Jesus prayed for me and for you in John 17, I'm still looking to the Lord to answer it in a greater way. Especially the part of the prayer this morning that says, Lord, the same glory that you gave to me, I'll give that same glory to my disciples.
同样他说,父啊,您所给我的荣耀,我也要给他们。
Now I would have never thought that in a million years myself.
I mean,
if I could just have a little portion of what it was that Jesus had, the glory that Jesus displayed. If I could just have a tiny little bit of it, I'd be satisfied. Lord, just give me something of yourself, a little bit of you. So it's not all me that everybody sees, but it's you, at least a little bit, Lord. But Jesus is the one that prayed. Lord, not a watered down glory, not a second class glory, but the very same glory that you gave to me, I want to give to those disciples and followers of mine. As the song says that we just sang, that I, a child of hell, should in his image shine. The Comforter has come. And that's how the Holy Spirit wants to come to you. He wants to make Jesus big in your heart and your life. He wants to make Jesus the joy of your living. He wants everything else to pale in comparison to knowing Him and loving Him. He wants to shed His love abroad in your heart. He wants to fill you with His joy and with His peace, long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and patience. And against such there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit wants to be seen in you. And we are obligated before the world to show forth the praise of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You cannot say, well, that's not my thing.
你不能说,
I'll leave that to the pastors. And you know, when I get a certain age, maybe I'll think about it. We've been bought with a price. And He purchased us so that He can live out His life in us. Every one of us. This world needs to see His glory. This world needs to see the worth and the value and the weight of Jesus Christ. And He wants to see, or they want to see it in you and in me. There's a little chorus that we used to sing. We don't sing it too much back home anymore, but it goes like this. What you are speaks so loud that the world can't hear what you say. What you are speaks so loud that the world can't hear what you say. They're looking at your walk, not listening to your talk. They're judging by your actions every day. It goes on, but I won't. What you are speaks more than what you say. They're looking to see Jesus in you. They don't want to hear about it. Sometimes some Christians would be better off keeping their big mouths shut. Because the way they live denies what they say with their mouth.
Well,
if you want to know Jesus is your Savior, you can be as happy as I am. They grumble all day long, they murmur all day long, they complain all day long. It's either too hot or too cold. They don't like this, they don't like that, they don't like anything. But believe me, Jesus is wonderful. Cierra la boca, por favor. Oh, that way, no, that's not... Be quiet! Don't talk if you're going to live that way. And ask Jesus to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And to lift you into His glory. And set you there. In Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our being. That's what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not that I take off and do some outlandish whatever it might be. It's that we walk the walk. We live the life. We have that power to overcome the world and the flesh and the devil.
So
Jesus said, Lord, fill them with the same glory that you gave to me. We can read all through the Gospels, all four of them, and we can see in the Gospels the glory of the Father through the person of Jesus Christ. So many of the stories that we read of just smack of the glory of God. When they pluck the hairs of His beard. When they smacked Him across the face. When they scourged Him with the whip. When they nailed Him to the cross. Could you keep your mouth shut?
你能够闭嘴吗?
Oh, you couldn't.
你也没有办法。
I couldn't either.
我也没办法。
But Jesus could.
但是主耶稣是默默无声。
Lord, make me more like you.
主啊, 让我更像。
Help me to keep my big mouth shut.
让我把我的大嘴给闭着。
And stop yapping so much.
不要那么多爱抱怨。
And help me to live like you want me to live.
让我好像活出你的生命。
When he reviled not again. As a lamb before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. I wonder if anybody noticed. I wonder if the crowds that were smacking him and taunting him, I wonder if they noticed this guy, something's different about this man. Well, why was it that the centurion said, truly this man is the Son of God? He bled blood just like everybody else bled. He was swooning in and out of consciousness just like everybody else was. He was about to die just like everybody else died that was hung on a cross. But all the way through, his demeanor was all filled with the glory of God. He was different from everybody else. When he uttered those words from the cross, imagine how they must have thought when he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Most of the people that we crucify around here don't say, Father, forgive them. But Jesus did. You say, well, that's Jesus. Of course, Jesus. That's Jesus. I'm not Jesus. Last night, Brother Z told you everybody's name here is Jesus. You're Jesus. Jesus Timothy Leon. I remember he said that. I understood it. No, not me. I'm not me. Yes, you. Jesus wants to be seen in you. And that's how the glory of God is displayed. And if you don't think you're Jesus, how about Stephen when he was being martyred? What did he say when he was being martyred? Lord, don't lay this into their charge. How can he say that they're throwing stones at him? They're killing this man. He saw the glory of God. He saw heaven opened. He was filled with the glory of God. His face showed like it was the face of an angel. Next time you're getting stones thrown at you, let me look at your face. I want to see what you look like. Don't look at me because I might not look so good either. But Jesus, what would you want to do with us if you were to fill us with your glory?
主啊, 当你用荣耀充满我们, 你的目的是什么?
In the 17th chapter of Matthew, we have a story. Many other stories in the New Testament, but Matthew 17.
马太17章讲到登山变相这一段是在所有福音书里有记载。
I think in Matthew 17 we have a picture of what it means to be filled with the glory of God.
但是我觉得在马太福音里面描述的让我们比较更清楚看到被神的荣耀充满是什么意思。
Brother Z mentioned it a little last night. This is the Mount Transfiguration story.
昨天晚上史弟兄也提到主耶稣登山变相的经文。
Moses, Elijah, Peter, James, John.
彼得、约翰、雅各、摩西和以利亚,
all with them up there on that mountain.
都在那个山上。
And then it says in verse 2 of chapter 17, there he was transfigured before them.
马太17章第二节说, 就在他们面前变了形象。
Now here's the description that's given, and maybe this is just the language that could come up with. Maybe it was even more than what we were even reading here. But this is the language. His face shone like the sun.
他说,脸面明亮如日头。这个描述也许只是在他们所能描述的极致里面描述的。His
clothes became white as the light.
他的衣裳洁白如光。And
then Moses and Elijah appeared also.
忽然摩西以利亚向他们显现。
Jesus is standing, they knew Jesus. They had been with Jesus a long time now, several years.
这些门徒跟从耶稣很久了。
They knew what he looked like. And all of a sudden, that veil of flesh that seemed to hide what was always there, always in Jesus. Somehow or other, it was stripped away, or their eyes were opened, and maybe a combination of both, but they began to see Jesus as he really was. Shining and radiating the glory of God. They didn't know what to do with themselves. Peter didn't know what to say. So he's wanting to build these little huts for everybody up there because he didn't know what else to say. They had seen something that was on display that they had never noticed or never seen before. And while he was speaking, a great cloud enveloped them, and then a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Listen or hear ye him."
在第五节说,说话之间忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们,且有声音从云彩里出来说,这是我的爱子,我所喜悦的,我要听他。Right
in front of their eyes, there's this tremendous change.
所以在这些门徒眼前,一个大的改变发生了。
Years ago, there were these little toys called Transformers.
以前我们孩子们有个玩具叫做Transformers.
Do you remember those?
你们记不记得那个?
Okay, these Transformers. I mean, they take out this little monster man looking thing. And then all of a sudden they go, pop, pop,
pop.
And it's a wristwatch.
就变成一个表.
And then they take it off and it's the little monster man again.
你再转回去又变成那个怪物.
I mean, right in front of your eyes, they're transformed.
就在你的眼前,它就改变了.
A car becomes a tree.
一个车突然变成一株树.
Right in front of your eyes, it's transformed.
就在你眼前,改变就发生了.
Or like this, a caterpillar becomes a butterfly.
或者一个毛毛虫变成蝴蝶了.
I mean, right in front of your eyes, you got this ugly little blob or something there.
那个毛毛虫是不是很丑的?
Oh, I'm sorry if you think caterpillars are beautiful, but...
抱歉,如果你觉得毛毛虫很漂亮。
And all of a sudden, you know, that caterpillar struggles a little bit.
那个毛毛虫常常是在挣扎状态。
And what's inside the caterpillar is now about ready to be displayed.
但是在它里面那个生命准备要展现出来。
The caterpillar goes through a transformation.
一个小毛毛虫也经过蜕变的。
And all of a sudden, that ugly... That beautiful little caterpillar
那个丑陋又美丽的小毛毛虫
becomes a beautiful butterfly.
突然变成一只美丽的蝴蝶
Amazing.
太惊人了。
Well, that's what happens when the glory of God fills you.
当神的荣耀充满你的时候, 也会发生这样的蜕变。
The ugly little butterfly that you are, the ugly little caterpillar that you are,
我们这个小小丑陋的毛毛虫
is transfigured.
可以改变的。
I mean, all of a sudden you begin to display the glory of God. And nobody sees the ugly little you anymore. Now it's just the glory of God that's on display. For the change that that little thing could become this beautiful butterfly. I mean, boom, it just happened. How could that be? That's what the disciples had experienced. And the crazy thing is that Jesus prays for you that the same glory that he had is in you. He wants you to shine. He wants you to display his glory. Now, I don't think that means like a light bulb and different wattage of a light bulb. I don't think that's the display. The glory of God is the person of Jesus Christ. It's his love. It's the way that he lived on earth. That's the glory of God that he wants to see in you. And John and Peter were very impressed by this. How could they not be impressed by it? When you go through a cataclysmic experience, you don't quickly forget it. I mean, I got out of here last night, and we just had an earthquake, and the lights were moving, and I was going like this too, and it was kind of fun. We don't have that in New York. We have a lot of other things in New York that you don't have out here, but not, we don't have those earthquakes like you have. You don't forget those experiences. These disciples didn't forget what they saw up on that mountain. In the first chapter of John, John 1:14, John remembers it and he writes about it. He said, "And we beheld his glory." We beheld, we saw the glory of God. Full of grace, full of truth. Peter, when he writes about it in his epistle, 2 Peter 2:17, he says, we were with him up there on that holy mountain. Where we saw the glory, the manifest glory and presence of God. We were there. Haven't forgotten about that day. But he prayed for me one day. He prayed for me that I be filled with the same glory that he was filled with. Oh, let the temple be filled with his glory. Let your temple be filled with his glory. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And he wants to be on display in and through your life. If you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul explains this a little bit. He too knew something about the glory of God. He too saw a great brilliant light shine on his pathway. He too was changed and converted on that road to Damascus. And he too, through Ananias' help, was one that received then the Holy Spirit. And then when he writes about it to the church, he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, in verse 7, he talks about the glory that accompanied the old covenant under Moses. He refers to the Ten Commandments and the law as the ministry of death. It was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. That law was our schoolmaster. It taught us that we were messed up and wrong. And so he says, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory so that the Israelites could not look steadfastly at the face of Moses because of his glory, fading though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious?
那用字刻在石头上，属死的执事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西脸上的面上的荣光，不能定睛看他的脸。这个荣光原是渐渐褪去的，何况那属灵的执事，岂不是更有荣光吗？
So he reminds us of an Old Testament account.
就叫我们想起在旧约里发生的事情。
When Moses received the Ten Commandments from God up on Mount Sinai.
当摩西到西乃山领受了十诫。
You remember how under the Old Covenant the whole mantra was stay away from God, stay away from the presence of God.
记得吗? 在旧约里面, 那个规矩是要远离神。
You can't come close to God.
我们不能靠近神。
You've got to keep your distance.
要有保持距离。
And once a year, the high priest can get into the Holy of Holies, not without blood, but once a year, and that's it.
就像大祭司也是一年一次要带着血进来那里。
The rest of you stay at a distance. Here's his word, here's his law. You try your best to keep it and shed the blood of bulls and goats to atone for your sin, because you're never going to keep it. But you never get close to God.
所以要保持跟神有一段距离，那这是律法，你们按照律法行事。若是你犯了罪，你就要献上一个牺牲，因为你没有办法完全守全律法。
But then you remember that Moses was invited up into that mountain.
人是不该靠近神的，只有摩西是被神邀请上山。
God called Moses to come past that line of demarcation and go up in the mountain where God was.
神召摩西穿过那个警戒线上到山上。
Moses had the privilege those days to be in the presence of God. He was where God was. He was right in the presence of God. And I don't know what they were doing all day, every day. But I know that the proximity to God, being in God's presence, did something for Moses.
I
don't know if Moses even realized it at the time.
摩西甚至可能自己都不知道,
but his face began to radiate the glory of God.
Now,
of course, that was well before Jesus was transfigured.
当然这个是发生在,
and well before the new covenant with the glory of God.
在新约产生之前,
way, way back in Moses' day,
是遥远在摩西的时代,
proximity and closeness to God changes a person.
只要靠近神,
Moses wasn't up on that mountain saying, oh, please, please make my face shine, please. Please fill me with your glory, I want to be filled with, please, please.
神啊, 拜托, 充满我, 充满我.
Just being in the presence of God changed Moses.
仅仅是因为在神的同在里,
He didn't realize it.
他并不知道是这样的事。
As he leaves the presence of God and comes down the mountain, he gets back to where his people were.
当他离开神的同在，下到山下与百姓同在。
As soon as he gets back there, they're all pulling out their sunglasses.
他下去说，所有的百姓都得戴太阳眼镜。
Whoa, his face is shining.
哦，他的脸太亮了。
He's bright.
他好亮啊!
I mean, something happened to Moses. He's just, now they really weren't doing that, of course.
当然我们知道他们没有这样做。
But they recognized in Moses, something's different. He's radiating something. The glory of God. That Old Testament glory that came with the stone engraved, the Ten Commandments, came with glory. But Moses then, when he left the presence of God and he came down from the mountain, that glory began to fade. Oh, if it only could have stayed a while. But it can't stay a while when you're not near the presence of God. If you're not living in the presence of God, how do you expect the glory of God to stay? If you're living out of relationship with Jesus Christ, how do you expect the glory of God to stay? You can do the same things that you used to do, but it's not going to change anything. The glory of God comes with proximity to God.
我们可以照我们的习惯，造就生活，但是呢，神的同在必须是在神身边。
When you live in fellowship with Him,
你必须与他有交通。
When you live where He lives,
你要活在他在的地方。
When He lives where you are,
要邀请他到你所在。
When you walk carefully before Him,
你要非常谨慎地行走。
He manifests His glory, How many times have you sung the song, When We Walk With The Lord, in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds, yeah, on our way, right? When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. You never catch anybody singing. I don't walk with the Lord in the light of His Word. What a glory He sheds on my way. You never hear Him singing that. Because if you're not walking with the Lord in the light of His Word, you're walking in darkness.
1 John
says, if you say that you walk with Him, if you say that you do that, if you say but you don't, you're a liar. The truth
isn't in you.
You're only deceiving yourself. But what a privilege we have to walk with the Lord.
So glory,
Moses realizes, when he came down, they're squinting, and now after he's been down for a little while, they could look at him right in the face, and he's concerned about that. He doesn't want the people to recognize that the glory is fading, so he took his cloak and he pulls it over his face. Some of us maybe should take a cloak and put it over our face. Maybe we should be embarrassed that the glory of God doesn't shine from us. When people in the world looks at you, what do they see? They see you. The world doesn't need you, believe it or not. The world doesn't want you, doesn't need you. The world needs Jesus in you. The world needs the glory of God in you. That's why Jesus prayed in John 17, Father, I want you to fill them with my glory, that the world may know. Because the world needs to see the glory of God. So Moses, because he came out of the presence of God, found the glory was fading. Paul goes on, let me read on from chapter 3 and verse 9. If the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if what was fading away came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts? Therefore, since we've received hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away.
And
their minds have been made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away.
Verse
17, Paul defines more succinctly what he's talking about. The Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or freedom. And we, who with unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass, a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being changed from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord.
好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变。
The glory that Moses experienced in the Old Covenant, Paul says, pales. It's nothing in comparison to the new.
摩西所经历的那个荣光反照，与我们今天比起来是苍白无色。
When Jesus sent the Comforter,
当主耶稣将宝贵施给我们,
the Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given,
神所应许的圣灵,
the glory that accompanied that new covenant And the outpouring of the Spirit far surpasses the glory of the old.
And
now the glory lasts all the time. Why does it last all the time? Because we never have to leave His presence.
You can
practice His presence wherever you are. Brothers and sisters, we don't just come to church to receive the glory of God. We receive the glory of God all the time. At home, at work, at school, wherever we find ourselves.
We
live in His presence.
We
always behold Him.
What
a privilege we have in the new covenant.
And
so as we live in Him and watch Him and keep our eyes upon Him, Paul says, now we're being changed. A little bit more like Jesus all the time. A little bit more into His image and into His likeness. You've been predestinated to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. He wants to efface Adam's likeness and stamp His image in its place. That's a tremendous privilege that you and I have. It almost makes me want to shout hallelujah.
It
almost gets me excited. To think that I, a child of hell, lying in a grave, dormant like Lazarus was, could be resurrected from the dead, but more than that, filled with the glory of God. Just like Jesus was filled with the glory of God. And it doesn't happen all at once, Paul says. It's not, I went to bed last night, I came to church the next day, and I was just filled, and that was the end of me. I was filled and I shine and I'm ever shining. The path of the justice is a shining light and it shines more and more. From one degree of glory into another degree as we behold Him. Do you always set the Lord before you? Do you keep your eyes on Jesus? Do you live in His presence? His, as we sing in another song, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. That's what His call is for every one of us. So Paul, fourth chapter, Paul explains it a little bit more. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, what ministry? The ministry of the new covenant, the ministry of the glory of God is our portion. So we don't lose heart. We don't go down in the dumps. We don't get discouraged and overwhelmed. Rather, we have renounced all the secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. No, on the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
我们既然蒙连续受了这职分，就不丧胆，乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来。
Now, before I read the next verse, just remember back with me to John 17, where Jesus said, I want this all to happen that the world may know. That the world may know.
约翰福音17章，主耶稣说，我要这一些祷告得答应，目的是叫世人能够知道。
The next verse that you read in 2 Corinthians 4 is because, verse 3. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. If that treasure that's inside of us, in these earthen vessels, if it's hidden, if it's veiled, if it's under a bushel, if it's under the bed, if the glory of God isn't shining, then what you're really doing is, it's to your detriment, but it's also, the world isn't going to see Jesus.
And
notice the language, the words. There are people in this world that are in the process of perishing. It's not over yet. They haven't perished yet. They're in the process of perishing. Some of you have bananas in your house on your table at home. When you left to come to these meetings, those bananas were green. Yesterday and the day before, they were turning yellow. And today they're beginning to turn a little bit brown. And by the time you get home, they will be black. They are in the process of perishing. And there are people today that are in the process of perishing. They're turning from yellow to a little bit brown, and they'll be black soon. They're perishing. They're without hope, and they're without God in this world. They need a Savior. They need to see Jesus. They're sick and tired of hearing people talk about Him that don't live like they know Him. They want to see. They want to see Jesus. They don't want to hear Him. And if you're hiding the glory of God, if you're hiding Jesus in you from them, these are the ones that need to see the glory of God more than we need to see it in one another. If our gospel is hid, it is hid to those who are perishing, because the God of this world blinds the minds and blinds the hearts, lest they see the light of the glorious gospel in the face of Jesus and the glory of Christ. We have a big job. Do you agree it's a big job? There are a lot of dark people out there in the world. There are a lot of perishing people out there. So what do I care about them? Does Jesus care about them? Does He care that there are people that are... What is He will... I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Is that my responsibility? Yeah, you are the light of the world. Oh, no, Jesus is the light of the world. No, you are the light of the world. Well, who's the light of the world? Does it hear me? It's you! He wants to fill you with His glory so that you can go out there and shine. That's why the Comforter has come. Oh, and so Paul goes on, and as he explains it better, he says in verse 7, we have this treasure.
保罗说我们有这个宝贝
what treasure? What treasure?
Now
we're talking about treasure? I don't know what treasure we're talking about. We're talking about the glory of God. We have the glory of God. We have the Comforter. We have Jesus Christ in us. In these earthen vessels.
就是圣灵,就是耶稣基督自己.
These are just clay pots, clay jars.
我们只是什么? 瓦器.
See, the important thing isn't your clay jar, the important thing is what's inside the clay jar. Clay jars are a dime a dozen. They're cheap. They're not worth a whole lot. Clay jars are... Everybody has clay jars. But not everybody has a treasure inside those clay jars. That's what Paul says is the important thing. We can spend all our lives worrying about our clay jars. We want to make sure our clay jars look good. We comb them. And we paint them.
我们会上彩.
And oh, my clay jar is getting little. Oh, we got to do something about that. Clay jar.
到客厅去.
When we go eat. Oh no, don't eat that. That's bad for you.
我们去吃饭的时候，哎，不要吃那个，那个不好。
Eat carrot sticks and wheat germ.
就吃那个胡萝卜，吃健康的东西。
Yeah, that's good. These clay jars gotta last. Your clay jar is a clay jar, and it's not gonna last forever. I don't care what you do to keep it.
你知道瓦器终究是瓦器，不会永远存在，所以我实在不在乎你怎么保养它。
Have fun. Pump your iron, run your laps, do whatever you gotta do to keep your clay jar. But recognize that the important thing about you isn't your clay jar, it's the treasure on the inside. Do you have a treasure on the inside?
你里面有没有宝贝?
If you have a treasure on the inside, then what the world needs to see is the treasure that's on the inside.
你若是有宝贝在里面，世人需要看见的就是这个宝贝。
Now we got another problem. If they're supposed to see the treasure that's on the inside, but the treasure on the inside is on the inside, how are they going to see the treasure on the inside if it's on the inside, not on the outside?
所以我们现在有严重的问题了。好，宝贝里面，瓦器里面有了宝贝，但是宝贝在瓦器的里面，不在瓦器的外面。人要看里面的宝贝，那怎么看到这个宝贝？宝贝在瓦器里面。
Amen. Preach it, sister. So we got to get that treasure out. So how's it going to come out? Now here we go again.
Oh,
it's going to come out through my mouth, what I say. Yeah, I know. It comes out of your mouth and what you say, but it's got to be better than just what you say. So how are we going to get the treasure? We won't go there again. How are we going to get the treasure that's on the inside and the outside if it's not going to just come through our mouths?
就是光说话是不够的，宝贝要出来，不是只是借着话语。
I have a suggestion. It's a biblical one.
我有一个有圣经根据的建议。
How about we break the clay jar?
我们把瓦器给打碎。No，不行不行。
Don't touch me.
不要碰我。
No, you're not touching my clay jar. I'm not broken. No, broke nothing.
不要碰我的瓦器，我是绝对不被碰弄碎的。
Wouldn't it be a good idea if he could break your will?
到你的意志呢,
maybe even break your heart with the things that break his?
好不好让那个伤破碎主的心,
maybe these hard heads of ours, those strong opinions that we have, maybe we need to be broken. We need to be humbled. You know, oftentimes in the Bible, before the Lord did anything cataclysmic, something had to be broken. I remember when he got a little lunch from some little kid that was on a shore side some day, and one day, and the kid had 5 loaves and 2 fish. Well, how are we going to get all these people fed with 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish? Jesus had an idea. Let's break it. If we break it, it'll be okay. The lady that came, she had an alabaster box. A real costly ointment.
贵重的香膏,
very, very expensive.
非常的贵重.
Well, it was no good while it was in that alabaster box. What did she need to do?
高油在玉瓶里是没有什么用的.
Let's break it.
我们把它碎了.
Don't break my box.
Oh, 不要把我的打碎了.
That's my beautiful box.
这是我美好的瓶子.
We don't care about the beautiful box. What's important is what's on the inside of the beautiful box.
我们在乎的不是这个美丽的盒子, 而是在里面的东西.
And it gave fragrance then to everything that everyone was in the house and anointed the feet of Jesus.
一旦破碎了,香气满了整个屋子,并且膏了耶稣的脚.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart thou wilt not despise.
神不会轻看忧伤痛悔的心灵。
Lord, not what I want, not where I wish to be, not what I want to do, but Lord, your will be done.
主啊,不是照着我的意思,是照着你的意思。
Was Jesus broken before he went to the cross?
主耶稣上十字架之前是不是被破碎?
I said before he, I know on the cross his body was broken,
当然,
but before he went to the cross,
我说的是在他上十字架之前, 他是被破碎, 而不是十字架上。
Was it a breaking when he said, Father, your will be done?
他说父啊,
it's not what I want. Break my will. Break my desire. Your will, Father, be done.
不要照我的意思,折服我的意志,按照你的意思。
Maybe to get what's on the inside of you to the outside, we need to be broken. And as the Lord is able to break us,
神是能够破碎我,
then He's able to make us what He wants us to be.
然后他能够制造我们成为他想要制作的,
those burning and shining lights that radiate the glory of God.
让我们成为能够散发神荣耀的光辉。
And Paul says that treasure is inside these earthen vessels, that the all-surpassing power is from God and it's not from us.
他说有这个宝贝在瓦器里，要显明这个莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Let me start to wind down and close with these next just four thoughts.
在最后我有四个想法,
very, very practical, very practical.
非常实际的，可以应用的。
You know, the Christian life, if it's not practical,
若是不能实行,
it's not any good. If it's a religion and a theology and a doctrine that's somewhere up there in the sky where nobody could grasp it, what good is it?
若是只是像在云端之上的教导、神学、哲学、宗教，那对我们有什么用呢？
Our faith is a faith that's to be lived out in the nitty-gritty, everyday, daily circumstances of life.
我们的信心必须能够在每天的大小事上活出来的。
And if it doesn't work there, it, to me, doesn't work.
如果在小事上都不能应用，对我来说一点用也没有。
I don't want a faith that works when I get to church.
我不要一个信心只有到教会才能生效的。
I want a Jesus that especially works when I'm not in church.
我需要耶稣能够在我不在教会的时候。
Just when I need Him the most.
在我最需要他的时候。
Just where I need Him the most.
而且在我需要他的地方。
And in every circumstance, in trouble of life, in trial, in good times of life, I want Him to be glorified in me. As we said yesterday, the Apostle Paul said, by life or by death, I don't care.
I just
want Him to be glorified. So Lord, break me. You want me to go to Philippi? I'll go to Philippi. Paul the Apostle went to Iconium and Lystra, two cities. He almost got killed in both of those places. On his way back home, he had to pass through again Iconium and Lystra. I wouldn't have done that. You gave me an earthquake here, I'm not coming back. They beat him up and stoned him and dragged him out of the city and left him for dead.
他们用石头打他，打个半死，把他拖到城外，让他在那里死去。
And then it's time to go back, and he said, "I'm going to go pass through Iconium." Why?
现在他要回城了，他又要经过那个城。
Because it's not what I want. That's why it's not what I want.
你会说为什么你要走那条路呢？他说不是照我的意思。
When Jesus was going up north, he said to his disciples, "I have to. I must needs go through Samaria."
就像主耶稣往北走的时候，他说我必须经过撒玛利亚。
Why do you got to go through Samaria? The Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. We don't like each other. Why do you go through? We always go around. Why do you got to go through Samaria?
门徒就说，为什么经过撒玛利亚？我们从来不跟撒玛利亚人打交道，我们应该走这条路，我们要去耶路撒冷。
I don't necessarily want to go through Samaria, but my father wants me to go through Samaria. 耶稣说, He's got work for me to do there.
主耶稣说，不是我要去撒玛利亚，但是父神要我去撒玛利亚，所以我就要去撒玛利亚。
That's a broken will.
这就是一个被破碎的意志。
And in those different places, in those different trials, that Jesus can still be seen, that He can be glorified.
在各样的试炼里面，让耶稣能够彰显。
So in verse 8, Paul says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed.
所以在哥林多后书四章第八节说，我们四面受敌却不被困住。
You know, Christians aren't supposed to be hard pressed on every side. Christians are supposed to have a nice, easy life.
基督徒生活应该是很容易的，很好的，不应该受苦的。
I'm a Christian, Lord, I follow you. Why do you let this happen to me?
神啊，我是基督徒，我跟随你，怎么让这样的事发生在我身上？
And he looks down and he says, I let this happen to you so that I could shine my glory through you in the trial.
主耶稣就从天上回来说，就是要这件事情发生在你身上，使我的荣耀在你身上。
No, Lord, no, I want you to take me out of the trial and so that I can glorify you.
不是，要把我从这试炼里离开，我才能荣耀你的名。
No, you bring the greater glory to me when you can shine in the middle of the trial. So getting back to what Paul said, we're hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. The hard pressed is just those annoyances, those things that you don't want to happen in your life. Okay, you go back home tomorrow afternoon and you find somebody broke into your house. How many of you want that to happen? How many of you want that to happen? Nobody? Me neither.
All right.
Yeah. You go to your car before you go home and you have a flat tire and no spare.
Or, I
don't know, something wrong goes in your life. Those annoyances, those grievances that can be to us big deals, but they're really not in the scope of things. How do you act and how do you react then? Why did this happen? Why did they have to? Why could they pick up my neighbor's house and rob them? And why did they got to do me? I left my Bible open to Psalm 91. He should dwell in a secret place, abides under the shadow of the Almighty, and I don't see any shadow. I don't like this.
The
bad part is that your neighbor sees you. When you come out and you got a flat tire and everybody hears you for miles around, oh no, look at this, is lousy, I can't stand it, yeah. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Jesus is wonderful. Follow him, you'll have what I have. If you follow him, you can live like I live. Who wants to? You see, that's where the glory of God is seen. It's right in that circumstance. Right in the pressure cooker of life. We're hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. There's a difference in your actions and reactions to whatever happens in your life than it does the next person or the ordinary citizen. One place, I don't know where it is in the epistles, Paul writes to the church and he says, whatever happens,
保罗有一封书信讲到说, 无论什么事情,
conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Another place he says, keep your head in all situations. That's a good idea. Keep your head. Don't lose your cool. Be able to keep both feet on the ground. Don't fly off the handle. That's where the glory of God. See, that's not the glory of God I'm looking for. I'm looking for something more spiritual. That's about as spiritual as you can get. That's where the rubber hits the road. That's where our Christianity kicks in, and that's where Jesus Christ is on display. He says, the next thing he says, we are perplexed but not in despair. Perplexed is aporos. We're at a loss for a way. We don't know which way to turn. We don't know what to do next. We don't know where to go. We're at a crossroads in life and we don't know where we're heading. We don't know what to do. And when some people get into situations like that in their life, they go into despair. We don't. Because of the glory of God. We're at a loss for a way, but then we trust in the Lord with all our hearts.
We know that he'll
take care of us, that he'll provide for us, that he'll meet our needs.
We
might not know where or how, why, when or what, but he's promised if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he'll take care of all the rest. There Jesus says the heathen, the Gentiles have to seek what they eat, what they drink, what they put on. They have to worry about all those things in life. We don't have to worry about those things. We can trust our Heavenly Father to provide and care for us. I mean, if you're Elijah sitting by a river, he might send a raven to deliver your meal. I mean, the guy that brings me my pizza comes driving up in a car, but if it comes by raven, if it has to be, so be it. He'll take care of us. We might not know where to go and be at the crossroads, but we're not We're not perplexed. We're not in despair.
我们虽然站在十字路口好像有点作难，但是不至于失望。
Third thing he says is we're persecuted, but we're not abandoned.
第三个讲到遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
I don't have to tell you about all those people that are persecuted in the world for their faith in Jesus Christ.
我不需要告诉你们有多少人因为耶稣的缘故在各地受逼迫。
Some of those people are really my heroes.
很多人，这些人都是我的英雄。
I see in them the glory of God.
在他们身上，我看见了神的荣耀。
I just read a book.
我最近读了一本书。
It has a crazy title. But it's called The Insanity of God.
那个书名不是，是有点疯狂。叫做
It's kind of a missionary chronicle story of different places in the world where people have suffered for their faith.
讲到 insanity of God 就是神的疯狂，就讲到在各地神的借着宣教的工作所展开的见证。
It has a big section there on China.
在里面有一大段是讲到中国。
Talking about these pastors who are arrested, that they couldn't care less. Don't go back and preach again. When they get out 7 years later, you'll be right back in here. They don't care. They go right back in.
讲到说他们把这些传教的人都捕抓捕下监，那关了七年，一出去又传教，然后又被抓回来，但他们他不在乎。
And when they're in prison, they have their congregations there. They're letting their light shine there. You cannot stamp out the glory of God from shining wherever you are.
当这些人回到监狱的时候，他们在那里传福音，建立了会众，他们到哪里都彰显了神的荣耀，没有人能够扑灭。
I'm sure many of you have met more of them than I have met, but I've seen those in my life who have suffered for their faith.
我知道你们可能认识这样的英雄比我还多，但是我也认识许多人因着信的缘故受逼迫。
And they radiate, they really radiate the glory of God.
但是在逼迫当中，他们真的是彰显了神的荣耀。
It's not normal, it's not natural.
这不是一个天然人该有的结果。
They're persecuted.
他们是受逼迫的。
But they haven't been abandoned.
但是他们没有被丢弃。
The Comforter has come.
因为宝会是。
He lives in them and with them.
宝会是住在他们。
They know His presence all the time. And even in prison places, they're changed from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord.
即便在监狱之中，他们仍然是荣上加荣，在改变彰显神的荣耀。
And then finally, the apostle says, "We are struck down, but not destroyed."
最后，保罗说，打倒了却不致死亡。
We are struck down.
我们被打倒了。Knocked
off our feet.
被跌倒了，我们倒在地上。
We got hit with not just hard pressed on every side, but this is the monumental things of life, the terrible things.
不是说只是受四面受点压迫而已，而是整个被打倒了。
Maybe I've told you before, but when I was just starting in the ministry 40 years ago,
40年之前，当我刚开始服事，
I was the young pastor.
我是一个年轻的牧者。
And I got a call one day from an old lady in our church.
有一天呢，有一个老姊妹打电话给我。
Very early in the morning.
那一大早的时候打给我。
And I picked up the phone. Hello.
我就接了电话说 Hello.
And she said, Brother Ernie.
她说 Ernie 弟兄。
Frank has passed out.
法兰克昏过去了。
Frank was her husband.
她的丈夫法兰克昏过去了。
Now I heard passed out.
我听他说是昏过去了。
So I said to her, Sister Hessler, I'll be right over.
我就对他说，姊妹，我马上到。
To the rescue.
我就赶快跳上车去援救。
Frank has passed out. I'm going to go over there to help her and take care of Frank and do whatever I can do.
Frank 昏倒了，我要去帮助他，让他苏醒过来。
So I came into her house. She lives about 5 minutes from me.
他离我只有五分钟的车程，我到了他家。
And when I walked in the door, she was sitting in her living room, and there were 3 police officers.
当我走进去，他坐在客厅里，还有三个警察。
I said, that's strange. I don't know what these cops are doing here, but okay, they can stay.
我觉得这很奇怪，这些警察在这里干嘛？不过他们可以留着。
I walk into the house and she says, Brother Ernie, let me introduce you to these nice police officers. We were just talking about the Lord.
这位老姊妹说，来，你介绍一下这三个警察，我正在跟他们谈到我们的主。
I met the 3 cops.
所以我就认识了这三个警察。
And she's talking, I just gave them some tracts and Bible literature, and I invited them to come to our church sometime.
她说我刚刚给了他们一些福音单张，还邀请他们到我们教会聚会。
Frank has passed out, but here we are, we're having a nice time down here.
我就想说，OK，你的法兰克昏倒在里面，你在这里传福音。
I'm thinking about Frank. And she's thinking about these three police officers and letting her light shine and being a witness and all the rest.
So finally
I said, Sister Hessler, don't you think we should go and see how Frank is? And she looked at me and she said, Brother Ernie,
他说, Ernie 弟兄啊,
Frank is dead.
Frank 已经死了啊。
She didn't say he passed out, she said he passed on. There's a difference between passing out and passing on. Frank passed on. I thought he passed out. I wanted to go resurrect him. Or at least help the man that passed out. Throw cold water on him, something. But when she said that to me, Frank has passed on. Frank is dead. I thought, how in the world, when your husband of 40 some odd years has just died, how in the world can you be thinking about witnessing to the police, the nice young men that came in to take care of me? It's unusual and it doesn't happen with everybody, and I've been there when people have passed on many, many times. It's not always the case, but looking back on it, I think to myself, I wonder if that's what this means. We may be struck down. We sustained a severe loss. But we're not destroyed. We're not knocked down forever. We're going to bounce back. We're
going to
bounce back because of the glory of God. Now, we started out so energetic and so happy. Because the Comforter has come, the Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given, and we want to be filled with the Spirit. But now I ruined it for you all. It's just so practical. It's just so down to earth. I don't want practical down to earth. I want something where I can feel something up and down my spine tingle. I want to shake or something. I should have said that. I don't want to shake. We want something. We want something. I don't know what we want. What do we want? What do we want when we say we want the Comforter to come? We want Jesus to live out His life in us. We want to be filled with the Spirit of God continually. Would you give me 5 more minutes? Okay, 5, I promise. And after 5 more minutes, you can leave. No, don't. But one more Bible verse. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
以弗所书第五章第十八节。
It's a command. It says this, don't be filled with wine wherein is excess.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
But be filled with the Spirit.
乃要被圣灵充满。
But be filled with the Spirit.
乃要被圣灵充满。
That is, in the Greek, it's in the imperative, which means it's a command.
在希腊文里表示这是一个要求，一个定规，一个命令。
Paul is writing to a bunch of Christians in Ephesus. These were Christians who he has said, his own words, they had been quickened, who were dead in trespass and sin, because the life of Jesus quickened them and now they were made alive unto himself. But he commands those Christians to be filled with the Spirit. It's imperative. You have to be filled with the Spirit. There's no other life. And it's in the continuous present tense. That means it's an ongoing thing. Literally translated, be being filled with the Spirit.
表示是一个不断进行、不断在发生的事情，要一直不断的被圣灵充满。
So perish the thought that I was filled with the Holy Spirit 12 years ago at a summer camp, and that's the end of my experience.
希望我们不是说哦，我是十二年前在夏令会的时候被
Continually be filled with the Spirit.
乃是要不断的被圣灵充满。
Continually let the glory of God fill these earthen vessels.
要继续的让神的荣耀充满这瓦器。
Continually let the world see in you Jesus Christ.
要让世界能够一直在你身上看见。
Being filled with the Spirit, it's also in the passive voice, which means allow yourself to be filled with the Spirit of God all the time, every day, every moment of every day. Someone asked D.L. Moody. D.L. Moody is a name you're familiar with? Somebody asked him years ago, he said, how come Dr. Moody, you talk about being filled with the Spirit and you've been filled with the Spirit, but how come you keep seeking to be filled more so with the Spirit?
他说穆迪弟兄啊你一直教导大家要被圣灵充满被圣灵充满你自己已经被圣灵充满为什么你还要叫人被圣灵充满
And D.L. Moody as only D.L. Moody can answer a question like that said, it's because I leak.
只有穆迪能够回答这样的问题他说因为我会漏
Do any of you leak?
你们圣灵会不会漏掉
You dribble out sometimes?
有的时候我们说不当说的话
Or maybe you give out the inflow has to go out and maybe you minister by the power of his spirit but you needNew life.
或者借着服事，你一直把圣灵流出去。
You need to continually be filled.
所以你需要圣灵不断的进来，来填充。
And so I am so thankful this morning.
我实在很感恩。
That Jesus prayed for me.
耶稣为我祷告。
He prayed for me.
他替我祷告。
He prayed for you.
他替你祷告。
He prayed, Lord, help him to be real rich.
他说，父啊，让他们很有钱。
And make him so famous that his name is known all around the world.
让他们变得很有名。
Ah, boo.
Boo.
He didn't pray that.
主耶稣不是这样子祷告。
What he prayed.
他怎么祷告？
Is that you be filled with the glory of God.
他说愿他们被神的荣耀充满。
And because he prayed it, you know what I'm going to say at the end of his prayer?
因为他这样祷告，你知道我要说什么吗？
What do you say at the end of your prayer?
在你祷告的末了，你该怎么结束的？
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. So be it.
是的。
Lord, fill me with your glory.
用你的荣耀充满。
Lord, let your prayer be answered.
愿你的祷告被垂听。
That I, a child of hell, should in your image shine.
让我这个地狱之子能够彰显你的荣幸。
Brother Jason, please help us. Could we sing that song one more time?
Jason 弟兄，我们再唱一次那首诗。
The Lord, long night is past.
King of glory. He's the Lord, strong and mighty in battle. Lift up your heart, lift up your head, open your heart to Him. Let the King of glory come in this morning. Let Him change your life and change your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we open our hearts to You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe there are those that would pray and ask the Lord on behalf of every one of us, Jesus, come. Jesus, come. As You seek me, You find me. As You seek for me with all Your heart.
Oh,
Jesus. Jesus, at the close of this meeting, oh God, we pray that the heavens would open over us. And that you would pour out your Spirit upon us. And that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit. That the glory of God might be manifest. Lord, that you send us out of this place as lights that shine in the darkness. Living and displaying the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, fill us with your Spirit. We open our hearts to you, Jesus. Come in, Lord. Come in, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, I pray this morning, Lord, that we would not hide this glory that you have put in us. Because there are those who are perishing. There are those who need to see, Lord.
Shine.
So come and shine this morning in us. Come and fill us, Lord.
Do it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
As Brother Ernie said, come at this time and pray.
Hallelujah.
Come and ask the Lord to shine.
Come, oh God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, fill us, Lord Jesus, that we might shine in your image and your likeness.
Hallelujah.
Oh, 主啊，你。
This morning, I don't know if any of you here struggle. You want to live for the Lord. You want that light to shine. But you find there are moments when it's not shining. There's those moments when my life just isn't filled with joy.
在那样的时刻里, 我的里面没有喜乐。
Or I say all the right things, but people see that my life doesn't match. Oh, how good it is that it is not up to us. The Comforter has come. And He has come to live His life through us. So let's thank Jesus. And sing the refrain, the chorus one last time. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever men is found. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.